All right, well, welcome back to the podcast that is yet to be named. It's episode 3.
Yeah.
It is currently 12:03 a.m. Because we decided that we were having a really good conversation in the car,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, let's podcast it.
This can be a podcast.
This can be, hey.
Hey.
Wait for the pod. but also, why are we all dressed nice, Sam?
So we just went to go see a show. We saw the Lightning Thief musical at a very small theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tiny production. And how did it go, Isabella?
Well, it was okay. So I hadn't eaten all day. We got coffee. And I had a Clif Bar.
All day.
So I'm sitting in the theater. I made it through, I think, 30 minutes.
Maybe.
40.
Yeah.
And I hit a wall. My blood sugar crashed. Now, I'm not a diabetic, but I've been told that I should get it checked out. Anyway, because I don't know if we've been... You're a diabetic.
Hi, I'm a diabetic.
And
type
she might
one.
Be contagious.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. because for me, when I don't eat, I get shaky and I get disoriented,
mm-hmm.
and I fall asleep. Like it's almost like narcolepsy.
Yeah.
Like I'm conscious and then suddenly I close my eyes and I like go in and out of
mm-hmm.
consciousness. Which I have been told is not good.
That's not good.
And that I should go see a doctor. But I don't want to know. What if I lose my sparkle?
Oh.
So we're in the middle of this movie. Not a movie. My life is a movie, though. I'm going in and out of consciousness a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm resting my eyes. I was still present. My eyes got heavy, and I was like, I can't look anymore. I'm just going to close my eyes and listen.
But apparently, I didn't look over at you, but apparently you were, like, slumped.
I wasn't asleep, though. Like, it was, like, because I kind of, so... I remember I was, like, watching, and I kind of, like, looked back, and then I kind of felt, and I kind of went like this.
And I didn't notice you do that at all.
Yeah, like, I remember it just, like, my head all of a sudden, my head felt very heavy. Because mm-hmm. I looked up, because I was like, oh, like, the lights are, and then I just kind of, like, my head's heavy. And then I just, shoop, and I went down. And I was like, well, now that I'm down here, I'll just close my eyes. And then
right.
that's when our friend that was with us, Kayla, poked me, and she was like, hey. Hey.
Hey, bestie, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, you good? I will not be seeing a doctor anytime soon, though, because I don't want to know. Quite frankly.
Okay.
Unless I'm dying, I don't want to know.
And then, how do you have the energy now, since you were so sleepy earlier, how do you have the energy now at 12:06 a.m.?
Because my diabetic friend gave me Welch fruit snacks, and I became chipper in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It actually, those things work. Hey, I see it now. We pulled off. Our friend Michaela talked to somebody that she knew. And we pulled off the side. Sam's like, you want a fruit snack? I said, yeah. And I ate it in literally 2 minutes. I went from devoid to...
Yeah, you had your energy back.
I was back. Like
you got your spark.
And then we went to Olive Garden, and I mainly ate bread.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the lasagna, and it wasn't very good. But I also don't really go to Olive... I don't really like Olive Garden.
I love the breadsticks.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very full. Like, if we keep talking about food, I can't do it. I can't hang.
Oh. Why?
The food just fills me up.
Yeah.
And I like it, so I eat too much.
Real.
And that's bad.
That is bad. But, you know.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. We were Googling it at the table, being like, what is hypoglycemia? Mm-hmm. And what are the signs of that? And...
Yeah, you were Googling hypoglycemia. I am now fixated on a new game.
Oh, my God. At dinner, we were playing this game.
Called it's like Fruit Merge.
And it was the three of us at dinner... On our phones, not speaking, all playing the same damn game. And I think that is... I love parallel play. I love parallel playing with people.
Mm-hmm.
And...
It's such a bonding experience yeah. where you don't have to speak to somebody, but you're just there existing.
It's been
existing.
Quality time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we all have a game obsession called Fruit Merge.
Yes.
And it's very fun.
It's... actually like kind of bad. Like I'm willing to pay the money for the ads to be removed.
The $3 for the ads to be removed. I think I'm gonna make that investment. I made a joke earlier and I said, our parents were all buying houses in their 20s, making that their future investments. Me, I'm investing $3 into fruit merch to not have the ads. That's the kind of investments I'm making at the age of 25.
Yeah, because money returns.
Money returns.
So, like...
And if getting rid of the ads on fruit merch makes me happy, it's priceless.
Then why not?
Mm-hmm. Fruit Merge, if you want to sponsor us.
Yes. HelloFruitMerge.com. It is us. We would like to be sponsored. I don't want to have to pay for no ads, but if you would give me no ads.
Yeah, give us like a cheat code or something.
I would talk about your video game for free. Well,
we just name dropped you like 15 times.
Yeah, so the least you could do is like...
Give us no ads.
Give us no ads. Just a thought though, like, you know.
Okay, hit us up.
Yeah. Yeah, but so we were in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about something very interesting that you've noticed, that you have perceived about me.
Yeah.
And it's that when I really like or care about people, or maybe people in general.
Yes, but especially you pay attention to the people that you have an interest in.
Yeah, that I...
Naturally.
Yeah.
But like...
I guess I have a, what did you put it, like a skill of perceiving people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just noticed, I guess I notice little things about people all the time. Because then we were talking about how I don't like to be perceived.
Exactly.
But I think deep down, I desperately want to be perceived by somebody.
Yes.
I want somebody...
That's all you want, is to be perceived.
I hate it because...
Then you're seen in a weird way, but you want to be seen. It's a very weird thing, and I want to look up this... phenomenon more and like truly understand how the human brain works in this way, like the psychology of it, because truly, like, you tell me all the time that you hate being perceived, but what you love to do to other people is perceive them and notice like the little nuances, the way that their body language acts when they're around a certain person, or the way that their tone shifts when they're speaking to different groups of people or speaking to you. And you love perceiving people in that way. And I feel like that's how you understand somebody better. That's how you gain more of a connection to them. Mm-hmm. Like energetically maybe. And I feel like how you said, you just want to be seen. You want somebody.
I hate being perceived, but I want someone to perceive me and notice all the little things about myself, like, that I know I have.
To take that level of consideration and care and thought like for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To be loved is to be seen and to be heard and to be valued. And I think it's like if being like not seen in a room, but if that one person sees me
then
and
it's
sees
okay.
the things I do, and that they go, oh my God, she does that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing she does.
Yeah.
I just feel like, oh my God, that's romance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, because there's things that you notice about yourself. There's things that I notice. Like, we all have little tics. But when people care enough to notice your tics and go, hey, you do that thing.
It's right. Like,
oh my God, you've been watching me?
Right, like you're paying attention to me.
You're looking at me.
Yeah.
I could be in a huge crowd, but you're looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
Because it's like, for example, I love writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten a love letter in my entire romantic career.
Mm-hmm.
Never gotten one. But it's like I would pour my heart into these letters and be like, maybe one day I will get what I give.
Yeah.
So... Do you feel like with your romantic gestures, is it because do you do them because you wish someone would do them back to you as well? Or is that just how you show love?
I think it goes both ways. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I feel both ways. I feel like when I am in a romantic situation, like, I give my all to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk to multiple people at a time. Like, and that's what bothers me about dating in this day and age. You could be finding somebody on a dating app and they could have like five other girls that they're talking to. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I don't do that. When I match with somebody and I vibe with somebody and I know that I want to pursue them, like, I get rid of everybody else and I just pursue that person. Yeah. So that's something that I do. Like, I make sure to focus in on them and really get to know them for their little quirks and make sure that, like, I can see them, or at least, like, talk to them on the phone or FaceTime them and get that, like, face-to-face, voice-to-voice quality time and pick up on their little things, because I'm intrigued by you and I want to know these things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like every person that I've been romantically involved with, like, I feel like, I don't know exactly how to say this, but, like, there's something about them. Like, they are special. You know what I mean? And I don't know. There's these TikToks sometimes that show up, and it's like, you had a great time talking to somebody because you were there.
Because you are the life of the party.
Exactly.
I fully agree that's for you. You had a great date because you were there, and you were making the date great.
I don't know. And then I think about that, and I'm just like, am I choosing great people? Like, if I'm the one that's, like, being great, like, am I choosing...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird... Mm-hmm. But I feel like every person that I've chosen, whether they're, like, right for me romantically or not, like, they've all had a great quality about them and, like, something really special that I've seen in them, and maybe that they have not seen in themselves. Yeah. I help people to recognize things that they don't necessarily find special about themselves, and I really hone in on that, and I go, I feel like I can connect with things that they feel like they're lacking, and, like, really hone in and, like, support them.
Absolutely.
I love supporting people.
Yeah. You've been great support for me. 10 out of 10, no notes. But
I feel like I got off topic a little bit there.
No, that was so real. Well, while you're talking, I was thinking about how, the man who shan't be named, when he was heavily intoxicated and showed his true thoughts about me. Remember that? So there was a guy I was dating, and I remember he told me, and I think about this all the time, and how others perceive me in that way, because he told me, you're cool. He said, but I'm not talking like guns and motorcycles and flames. You're not cool like that. You're cool in the way that you don't care what others think about you. And I think about that all the time.
You are so yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I admire about you, too. I don't think I tell you enough. But, like, you walk into a room and you're yourself. You crack a joke because you know it's funny. Like, you know that you're going to get a laugh. And you know that what you're saying is, like, of value. Mm-hmm. And I think, going back to last podcast episode where we were just complimenting each other the entire time.
And they were there. Yeah.
And they were there.
They were there watching.
Like, you walk into a room and everybody looks towards you. They all flock to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you are just so unapologetically yourself. And that is something that I love about you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Barbie.
Oh, my gosh. You're welcome.
But I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think I just want to be perceived, but also, no, I don't.
Yeah, because it's scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary to be seen, and I feel like, I'm going to speak for the both of us really quick, because I feel like both of us kind of have this, like, this same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we grew up having to be our own, like, independent selves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have time to be seen by other people.
Right.
And the people that we were wanting to be seen by never actually saw us.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we kind of, maybe at a young age, made this thing about being seen, like, unattainable, because the people that we were craving it most from just never seemed possible.
Yeah.
And it seemed so far out of reach. And then we do that to other people to be like, to show them that it is possible.
Right.
In, like, a weird way. And I feel like, as I'm speaking about this, I feel like maybe that happens. And we kind of heal our inner child.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah. Working on the healing part, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, with the whole, like, growing up not being, perceived in the way, it's like, I think that's why, now we've talked about this, how I struggle truly with believing that people are attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, there's no way. Like, I just am a face in the crowd.
Yeah.
Why I'm being perceived... But that's impossible, because I wasn't growing up being perceived in such a, I don't know.
Like a romantic.
In a, like, romantic light. Like, being, like, I was, you know, the quiet kid in school.
Yeah.
I never really put myself out there. So, and then I was heavier, and then I lost a lot of weight. I got snatched low-key. And now it's like, I'm pretty now, but when I was younger, I don't really think I overly was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still that girl who's like, I'm the ugly duckling.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to look at myself and be like, no, I'm the swan.
Yeah.
We're working on getting there. I think mm-hmm. I've made, with you as a friend, I have made great steps.
Oh.
Because you elevate me. Because I'll be like, I'm the ugly duckling. And you go, actually, mm-hmm. time out. No, you're the swan.
You're the swan.
Here's why you're the swan. And if I go, no, you go, actually, you're lying. You're yeah. wrong.
I love challenging your way of thinking. When you start to think negatively about yourself, I go, no.
Yeah.
We're going to change this narrative right now. Mm-hmm. Because I know that I do that for myself. And like going back to the whole point, like I do that with myself. I do the same thing. And then you come back and be, no.
Yeah.
Change that way of thinking right now. Mm-hmm. Because you want somebody to do that for you, but also... Like,
yeah,
I do that for you,
that can do it for me.
And you do it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, we match each other's freaks so
Period.
Well.
Period. Constant. Ooh, sorry, I just punched the mic again.
Bah.
I'm 2 for 2 now punching this thing. Yeah, I'm Italian, I'm sorry. I talk with my hands.
I've been pointing at the table a lot.
I've been doing
this episode.
This whole time. It's funny, so I've been doing it too.
I know you've been doing it.
Because you'll go, and I'll be like...
I see you mimicking me,
and
I think
it's
really
doing it. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe there's something to be said about we do things towards others because we want it to be done to us.
Mm-hmm.
Treat others the way you want to be treated, and I mean that like in a romantic way. Like
yes.
I always try to lead with kindness and whatever, and yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. But it's like romantically, for example, I don't date casually.
Mm-hmm.
I think about where this goes. We were just talking about this in the car.
Yes.
I think about where this goes because that's what I hope that person does.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to think...
Long-term with
can
you.
Can I live a life with this girl? Mm-hmm. And if not, you better get out of the way.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, you can see a long-term, but it might not always work out that way,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. But I would hope that we're at least similar in what we're looking for.
Yes.
Because I'm not a casual person. I've never been.
No.
And it doesn't have to be to marriage. It's just like, I am looking for someone to grow old with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want that with me, that is perfectly fine. Just do it over there.
Yeah.
Do it somewhere else. Because nothing is casual to me when I'm in love.
No.
I want to treat you like, you know, I want to give you princess treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like... For example, my favorite quote is, like, you know, I let life rip me open and I let love eat me whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm not...
Consumed.
Yeah, I want to be passionate. I want to be, like, crazy about you. I want you to be crazy about me. Mm-hmm. Because I've only got... As far as I know, this is the only life I've got. I would rather... For example, when Harry met Sally... When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like our running gag. There's a running gag we have called, has anybody seen my husband? Can you please tell him I'm here? His wife is looking for him and I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like all these people that bother me, you are in the way of my person. Whoever they may be, you are standing in their way. So please kindly get the fuck out. Yeah, no, get out of the way.
100%. And I put something on my Instagram the other day, and I shared a post,
uh-huh.
and it said something along the lines, like, I can't wait to receive the love that I've given others.
Ooh, that eats.
And I wrote an entire, like, story about it, and I put it on my close friend's story just because it was, like, really vulnerable. And I got so many messages back of people who felt the same.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one day I'll share that on my, like, public story. But it was a vulnerable moment to me because I am very private about my love life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever small amount of love life that I do have.
Damn.
But, hey, I'm just being real. Really had much of a love life because I'm not a casual person. And, like, I'm very selective with who I
mm-hmm.
choose to spend my time with. And I wrote this long thing about, like, I can't wait to receive that same love. Like, because I receive love in the form of friendship and family. Like, you give me so much love and I give you so much love. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's very special, but also I crave romantic love. Yeah. And like,
because I'm not going to cuddle you at night.
Exactly. Like, we have our boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We go, good night. We close our doors.
Right. Yeah. We have our quiet time. Mm-hmm. But having that romantic and reciprocated love, that's the thing that's most important to me, because, you know, I want to fall in love and then have him fall in love with me back. Right. In the same exact way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a very casual person either. Like, yeah. I don't, as soon as I meet somebody, like, I know very early on.
Yeah.
With the things that he tells me or whatever, like, whether or not this could be compatible. And I think that's not me being, like, super judgy. That's just me weeding out the weirdos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a hard job. There's a lot of weirdos.
I've been on many dates this year. Not many, many, but, like, I've been on a good few dates. And, like, there have been some dates that I've been on, just one date, and then I would be, like...
And then they threaten to chop you up in little pieces. Crazy. True story, by the way.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that was... He didn't mean it.
Still
I don't
a
think
crazy thing to say.
Such a crazy thing to say early on after such a good first date. And then he made a really badly timed joke. And I told him that it made me uncomfortable and he apologized profusely and he said, "I totally understand if you don't want to go on a second date with me now." And I said, "I do not. Thank you." And he goes, "Thank you for your time. I'm so sorry for my bad time joke. Have a nice life," you know what I mean?
And I would like for you guys to place a bet. How old do you think this man was? We'll go up. It wasn't 25. It wasn't 27. It wasn't 29. It wasn't 31. It wasn't 33. It was 35 years old. He made a joke about cutting her up into tiny pieces. That's a man with a fully developed brain.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Not a good look for him.
Insane thing to say.
Insane.
And then he was like, "It was just a joke." Like, you put it really nicely. I'm gonna. He was like, "It was like just a joke."
He didn't speak like that though. Like,
that's how I heard him. That's how he spoke to me.
Okay.
He was like, "It was just a joke." Like, I understand. Like, you're overreacting, but like, I.
He did not see. He did not say I was overreacting.
I think he thought it.
No, he was a respectable gentleman.
No, he wasn't. Okay. A respectable gentleman would have never said that.
It was just a bad time joke. I totally get it. No. Still scary.
Better than me. I would have called the police.
No, there's only one man that I have been on multiple dates with that I truly wish the worst for him. It's not that one.
Which one? Hold on.
The one that I thought I saw his car the other day.
Oh, fuck that guy.
He deserves the worst.
Fuck that guy. Oh, we hate him.
Oh, we hate him.
Oh, that's so tea. Yeah,
he deserves the absolute worst. Yeah. He made me cry multiple times. Not with the words that he said, but, like, not him, like, talking to me and me crying at him, but, like, he would say something and then I would cry about it.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
100%. His life sucks and he deserves it.
I genuinely hope his life sucks.
His life was sucky when you left. I hope it stayed the same.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I feel about that one guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Good riddance.
Good riddance.
Bad riddance.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve anything good.
I'm going to say that one day. Worst riddance. Oh, man.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah.
No, there's... That is the one guy. Like, I'm saying, like, oh, I'm very selective, and, like, I see the best in people.
Not him.
That one man... Terrible. And I think he was there for me to reaffirm my boundaries, because
he's
after
a lesson, for sure.
After 2 weeks, I only knew this man for 2 weeks, and after going on dates with him for 2 weeks, I said, "I cannot do this," and I stood up for
Imagine
myself
hearing that from a man being like, "I cannot do this." Within 2 weeks, out.
Stood up for myself, and then he told me that I gave him the ick, and I went, "Okay. You're a 30-year-old man saying
what's
the
that,
ick."
What's that meme I sent you? It's when he's like, he's telling me his girl's crazy. He's soft launching his hard fumble.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That man was weird. Dodged a bullet with that one.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you dodged a few.
Yes. But that's the worst one.
That was like, you dodged a cannonball.
Yeah.
You didn't just dodge a bullet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Shall we get our co-stars?
Yeah.
Because we waited till midnight to be able to do this.
Uh-huh.
Who went
you
first
go first.
Last time?
Oh, you went first last time. You just go first all the time. Go.
Thank you. So, today, it says, apologizing without meaning it adds to the mess.
Hmm.
Do. Big blanket. Sleep lines. Therapy. No thanks.
Yes.
Don't. Sledgehammers. Sharp objects. Pity party.
Ooh.
You go.
Mine says, you're learning to deal with oh my gosh. Can I speak? Giggity.
Giggity.
Can
giggity.
I speak? You're learning to deal with ambiguity through rigor.
Oh.
Do take a lap straight up and old diaries. Don't compare. Throw in the towel or refresh the feed.
So social media cleanse.
Okay, social media cleanse, except I really like posting on social media, so sorry.
You're so real.
Okay, so let's...
And then shall we read
The
paragraph?
Yes, the three paragraphs. You go first with yours.
You feel restless. Instead of being a sledgehammer, try working through conflict. Arguing over little things only reveals the precarious state in which you keep your relationships.
Hmm.
T. This month, you are ready to perceive your life.
Ooh, perceive.
Perceive. I hate that word. This is a commendable move for someone who gets nervous when they feel someone getting closer to breaking down their emotional barriers. Make a distinction between your social identity and your private self. Okay.
Hmm.
Your main challenge right now is to accept that sometimes things break down and have to be rebuilt. You're keeping up with everyone else because you're afraid of what you'll find if you turn your attention inward. Here's what you're missing. Your tender self dying to be loved. I want to
know. My God.
I'm deleting the app. No more.
I swear we didn't read our co-stars before starting off this podcast. 20,
we waited and we're patient.
Until 12. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's
insane. Your tender self dying to be loved. Can we end the podcast right now? Can I go home and...
You gotta go to therapy. It says do therapy.
I don't want
to
do that.
Please do therapy.
What if I lose my sparkle?
You'll just add new sparkles. You can't lose your sparkle. You are sparkle.
Killer, Bella. Okay, read yours. Hopefully yours is brutal because that hurt a little. That stung. Ouch.
I love how the universe works.
Dying to be loved.
You're going to be thinking about that all night.
I'm going to be at work, like...
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Okay, so today someone is pushing you to your limit, and you can't make sense of their actions. Mm. Your belief that you are obligated to give yourself away is causing you to undermine yourself. Express how you feel. Let someone experience everything.
Hmm. Are you the someone that wants to experience everything?
It's telling me to let someone experience everything?
What does that mean?
Like,
you tell me to do it for the plot constantly. I don't think that's a concern.
Exactly.
Hmm.
But there's no one in my life who wants to experience everything. Or who I want to experience everything with me. Is it speaking romantically? I don't know.
Not sure.
I just perceive everything romantically because I want
to
be loved.
What else is there to do? Your tender self dying to be loved.
Literally. It can be hard to handle criticism when you have to finish things. You're not a bad person for asserting yourself. Do what you say you're going to do. Okay.
Word.
Yeah. Be true to your word. The broader focus of your life during this time is to balance your duties and your desire to transform so that you can set yourself on the path towards fast and unrestrained growth. The direction your power takes depends on your ability to recognize and control it.
Mm.
So I feel like your co-star was way like introspective, like hitting you in the chest.
Yeah,
and mine's
hurt.
Just like, what does this mean?
Yours is just like,
La-di-da.
Do whatever, I guess. Mine's like, hey, lock in.
Yeah.
Hey, be loved. Let yourself be loved. Mm-hmm. Which, you know what? I definitely struggle with that. Because I'm afraid of being perceived, and to be loved is to be perceived. The whole plot of this episode. Don't like it. I want to go home.
We're talking about being perceived, projecting onto people, mm-hmm. and looking at our own reflections, metaphorically.
Yeah. I thought there was going to be like a mirror there for some reason. I was like,
we'll just edit one in. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll put it in post. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Wow.
I'm not happy with mine. That was actually really rough. Have you seen that tweet? It's like CoStar wakes up every day and chooses violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like yours chooses violence most days.
To me. I'm just a little guy. Mm-hmm. Don't be violent to me. I'm a baby.
It's telling you what you need to hear. It's giving you that tough love.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Not the app in my phone.
Well, I can't be there all the time.
But you usually are.
I know.
You're a phone call away, and you're a room away.
Literally.
Fun fact, this is the wall to Sam's room right here, and then my room's over there. So that's why I said I wanted to go home, and I pointed that way. It's because I can see my door open right now. Mm-hmm. And I see Snoopy staring at me.
Aw.
Hi, Snoopy.
Hey, Snoop.
Hey, Snoop. No, that's so tea. I don't like it.
That's kind of just, I feel like the whole entire like mood of the podcast now is just like silence because we're just processing what yours says.
Especially with current events at large in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of what that said. Yeah. I don't want to.
You don't want to? You're scared? You want to go home?
Yeah. Well, it's like you had to kick. So there have been times where I have gone out with people and she's had to kick me out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She goes, oh, I don't want to. I go, do it.
Yeah, she'll sit there in the kitchen and make sure I leave and leave on time. She'll go, it's time for you to leave. Go put your shoes on. Mm-hmm. And I will be kicking and screaming out the door, and she'll shove me out the door.
You'll be procrastinating till the last minute. Like the other day, you were like, it was like 3:30. And I said, what time are you leaving? You go, 3:37.
Then it was 3:38. And you're like, hey, it's 3:38.
Exactly.
And so you hold me accountable, definitely.
Yeah. I love pushing you to grow. Because I can see that you're like, I don't want to. But like secretly there's like a little spark that you're just like, ooh, what if? You know what I mean?
What if I went and I did it?
What if I did it? Oh my God, that would be so crazy of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love pushing you in that aspect. If you genuinely like did not want to go and I could read that on your energy, I'll be like, okay, cancel.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it if you're feeling weird about it. Like,
it's that, you know, that audio, don't do it, don't, I did it. That's us constantly back and forth with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Has there ever been a time where I go, oh, I don't want to do it, and then you push me?
No, because you're headstrong. I kick my feet and I cry about it, but inevitably I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to throw a fit first. You do it, and then like weeks later you throw a fit.
Because
you'll just go, bink, right into it. And you're like, okay, bye, I'm doing the thing. And I go, I'm on the couch. And I go, bye, have fun. And then weeks later, we are both on the couch. You're like, why did I do that?
I did it for the plot.
Do it for the plot.
Did it for the plot, and I did it for the growth and to meet new people, to experience new life things.
Which is so inspiring.
Really?
Yeah, because you just go do.
I do
like
go
when
do.
We, like when we're in crowds, and it's like we have to get from there to there. All right, Sammy, lead the way. For example, haunted houses, you just go for it.
Yeah.
I have to be behind you because I don't like it.
I'm just like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're the oldest, so, you know, you have to go first.
Yeah. I take on my big sister role.
Yeah, here. I'm just a little baby. Mm-hmm. Little guy.
Just a little guy.
Little guy. Mm-hmm. But for me, we do it backwards. I sit on the couch first and go, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. Tell me not to do this. And you go, no, you're going to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, but I want to. And then we go back and forth for a little bit. And then inevitably I'm walking out the door to go do the thing I didn't want to go do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think that's a fair observation.
Yeah. We do things, but in reverse. Mm-hmm. In that way.
Yes.
Because
there are a lot of things that we do similar in the same way all the time. And then the other things we do reverse.
Yeah.
And we can catch each other that way.
Like, for example, to dating. You'll be like, oh, I'm talking to this guy, and we're going to go on a date, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm talking to this guy, I don't want to go on a date because what if it goes well?
Yeah.
It's really, like, because you're like, oh, like, I hope it goes well. And for me, I'm like, what if it goes well?
Mm-hmm.
Because then we have to have that whole conversation about how I'm not casual. Because everybody on that app is looking for a long-term relationship. But I want to stay single. But it's complicated. But I also want kids. But no, I don't. Mm-hmm. Pick one.
Yeah.
First off, figure yourself out.
Figuring out my relationship
goals. Oh, that's the worst one. I see that. I want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
What sort of figure out? You either do or you don't.
Mm-hmm. People are weird, and I don't like them.
And then I matched with a guy. We hate him. The same guy we talked about. And he was like, looking for long term. And then he hits me with the, I'm not ready. I can't commit to anything. Like, I just, you know. Also, did we talk about this?
I don't know what you're about to say.
We're gonna talk about it. So what he said to me was, quote, I never got that movie feeling with you. Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, he was like, I never got that love at first sight, like you just didn't sweep me off my feet. Bitch, that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, I'm the princess. We can't both be the princess.
Right, he wanted to be the princess.
Yeah.
No, you are the princess. The queen, in fact.
Period. And I think about that all the time. Because, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, I remember, like, we were sitting there and having this conversation. He's like, I just never got that love for, like, movie feeling with you. And I was like, do you think life is a movie?
No, it's not a movie.
No, it's life. Anyway, and then we had this whole conversation. So my favorite animal is when I'm disappointed in someone.
That's great.
Because I said to him, I was like, I can't believe you're letting me walk out of your life. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Totally girl boss.
100%.
Said this shit. I said, you are letting me walk out of your life. And then I told him, it's so funny now looking back on it. I'm saying this while crying, mind you. Because I was angry. They were angry tears.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, table. And I told him, like, I can't believe you're letting me walk out of your life. And I said, and you're going to regret this. And I said, it's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be the day after that. It's going to be 10 years from now. When you look at your kids and they're not with me, and there's some other woman's face on them, you're going to realize that you made the biggest mistake of your life right now. And you can never go back. And I was like, and if you came looking for me today or tomorrow, that girl you knew died. No, like, I was like, that girl you knew died the second I left your driveway that morning when you broke up with me. Mm-hmm. She will never exist again.
No.
And that's your fault. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, crazy thing to say, but justified.
But it was so real, too.
I kept it 100% real. I said, you are making the big mistake. And you won't realize until it was far too late, because it was far too late yesterday. Because we broke up, and then we had to talk the next day in the morning. And I was like, you have made the biggest mistake, and you can't go back.
No.
I think.
And that's on him.
That was my favorite animal, was me in that moment.
I was so proud of you that you said that to him.
Mm-hmm. And the look of horror on his face as I was saying good. It to him. Good. Because I think, and then because we were breaking up, he was like, I still feel like I'm making a mistake. I said, because you are, and you can never undo it.
Yeah.
You have burned the bridge. Because there's nothing I love more than door slamming people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're done. Strike three. You're out. You're not getting another shot.
No. I didn't deserve it.
And I think I told you, like, I don't care if God says you're my soulmate. I will live my life alone just to spite you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I'm my mother's daughter. I will hold a grudge until I am dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my... I love telling that story to people, so I'm so glad I get to finally put it on...
Recording.
Forever.
Yeah.
Because that is my favorite animal of myself.
Mm-hmm.
That was
a rough time.
Fully, like, that's Isabella accepting my destiny. Mm-hmm. That was me being like, I am not the bitch I was. You're done.
Exactly.
I don't know what that hand motion was.
I don't know. Right. That was like you... stepping forward into that new chapter of your life, being like, I deserve so much better than what you are giving me right now. I do not deserve to be treated like this. I do not deserve, like, you want someone to sweep you off your feet, go find somebody. Like, mm-hmm. that's not going to be me.
Yeah.
You should have swept me
mm-hmm.
off my feet.
And, like, when I hit him with my philosophy of love is like a diamond,
because
I said, you think love is something you find in the sand. I said, for me, love is a diamond that is, through pressure and time, becomes love. Mm-hmm. It becomes love. It becomes the diamond. You don't just find the diamond.
Yeah.
You're very lucky if you just find a diamond. Mm-hmm. But diamonds take time. Love takes time. You've got to work. You have to put in the pressure, and you have to start as a, you know, a little sand or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't actually know how diamonds are like. I think
something
it's
about
like
sand.
Something.
And then it turns into a diamond.
Through time, a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, and we are fundamentally different there.
Yeah.
On what we think love is. And I said, you're going to spend the rest of your life looking for that feeling, and you'll chase it, and it'll never be.
Mm-hmm. He's never going to be satisfied.
No. And he's gonna do that thing he feared of being the divorced dad at 40, because that's what he manifested for himself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this, by the way, I'm still pissed off at you. Never text me.
I hate you.
Yeah. We both hate you.
I hate you.
And I saw your brother at HHN.
Oh,
but I don't think he saw me. But I don't have beef with him. He was a real one.
No, yeah.
You, however, not.
Uh-uh. Never real.
But no, because he manifested that for himself, that's what will be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thinks that's the destiny he's created.
Yeah. Because sometimes when you're so focused on being like, I don't want to be like this, I don't want to be like this, that's exactly what you manifest for yourself.
Absolutely.
You have to focus on what you want to be and not focus on the negative of what you don't want to be, because you are, in turn, manifesting what you don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, me telling him, like, that person you loved died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She does not exist. And then I was crying because I was like, that version of me that cared deeply about you was gone in a second.
Mm-hmm.
She died.
Yeah.
Won't come back. Oh, she passed away.
Aww.
And I don't know. It was just like a whole lot of like self-realization about like how I handle breakups.
That was a crazy time. That was like, wasn't that the week before?
The week before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I gave him the Valentine's gift that I had gotten for him, like a good girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was conveniently dinosaur themed. And then I wrote on his Valentine's card, like, now we are like the dinosaurs, extinct.
Yeah, you literally wrote that on the card.
100%. I wrote that.
I think
my favorite animal was me, being
so
a woman
good.
Scorned. Yeah.
You're my inspiration.
Thank you. Because it's like, if you give me the opportunity, I'm going to just jab and mm-hmm. jab and jab. Because, like, that's all I know how to do. I can just, you know.
You can keep going.
Absolutely. I find things to hit you with.
Yes.
Whether verbal or actual, and I will hit you with something.
Yes.
And it's usually verbal.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't know how to hit anyone.
You could hit somebody.
I think I could
if you
actually
needed
fuck
to.
Somebody up.
Yes, 100%.
Angry enough. Mm-hmm. I choose not to.
Yeah.
I'm a peaceful girl. Except for that moment when I was a woman scorned and I was like, you will burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all those tarot card people are like, he's suffering. It is his turn to suffer. And I went,
thank God.
Yes!
Thank God.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He deserves it. Mm-hmm. He wronged you.
Absolutely.
And I hate him.
I hate him too.
Mm-hmm. And now our hate is forever. It's immortalized.
In podcast format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And now everybody else hates him too.
No, all of China hates you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because why would you do that? Before Valentine's Day?
Make it make sense.
The least you could have done. Now, if you were a gentleman, you would have waited.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what gentlemen do. But no.
No. No. But would you have wanted to go through a fake Valentine's Day? Probably not.
Nice. I would have gotten something. And I don't know.
He didn't even have anything for you.
That's true. So.
He probably would not have gotten you anything. Maybe dinner.
I'll take it. I was.
Didn't I buy you dinner? I forget what we did, but I feel like we.
No, I think I made all of us dinner. Remember, I made the heart-shaped.
You did.
It was one of my first TikToks, actually. Mm. I made the heart-shaped tomato pasta.
I remember you doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I made garlic bread.
Mm-hmm.
It was very lovely because Galentine's. Because
we were both going through something at this time, but you had gone through it more recently than I had. So I was putting my energy mm-hmm. into you. I had my like 2 weeks to mourn, and then you happened, and I went focusing all my energy on
but
you.
But we mourned so differently.
Yeah.
Because you were like sad in this beautiful way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like you were like it created a beautiful like. I'm moving on. I'm forgiving myself. Da 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 da. And I was just like, what's your... Well, hold on. What's your moon?
Hold on.
Oh.
I don't think of those things. My moon is Gemini.
Gemini moon. Because I'm an Aries moon.
Hmm.
And I think the way it works is your rising is how you come off. Your moon is how you, like, are, like, how you are in your heart. And your sun is, like, how you act once you get to know people.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm always very quick to jump to anger.
Yeah.
But, like, not, like, I don't yell at people, but I just... You know?
You have that rage in you.
Yeah, deep down in my heart, mm-hmm. I'm a ball of rage.
Yeah.
And, because did we talk about that one thing?
I don't know what thing what, you're about
what
to...
What deadly sin are you most aligned with?
That's another podcast topic.
Come back next week for that one. But no, so going back to the thing.
We mourn so differently.
We mourn so differently. Because you, it was like a beautiful, delicate mourning.
I took a lot of time for myself.
Exactly.
I didn't eat for like a week afterwards.
Yeah, I was concerned.
I was concerned for myself.
Because remember, I was like making a lot of food and being like, I made something if you would like. I'm leaving it in the fridge with your name on it and monitoring if it gets eaten.
Yeah, no, it was a really rough time for me. But as soon as that happened to you, like something shifted in me and I went into like mother mode.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I need to take care of you right now.
Yeah, because I was... How would you describe me as an outsider? Because I saw you as a very, like, soft mourn. Like, a very, like, inside... Like, thinking within.
You were angry for sure, but I feel like you bounced back really quick. Because I feel like once he said those words to you, like you said, like, that girl died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were just like, all right... It's done.
Yeah.
Let me move on with my life because I can't deal with this. Like, whatever. Yeah, you were very, like, girl boss woman about it. And I feel like maybe because you do like to keep your emotions inside a lot of the time. We were discussing this last week, how you, like, never cry.
Yeah.
I've only seen you cry a few times.
Yeah.
You've seen me cry a lot.
Yeah.
And maybe... Maybe at that time you were going through a lot of introspection and, like, keeping that sadness with yourself. But, like... To me, on the outside, you bounced back really quickly.
Well, I got back on the apps after a week, and so did he, because he hadn't unmatched me.
Yeah.
I saw him active.
Mm-hmm.
But I think another thing was, because I'm so delicate with my feelings, my walls were still up with him. So he never really got past skin deep.
Yeah.
He never understood me. He didn't know my favorite things. He never made it that far. So I think because he never punctured deep into my heart,
that it wasn't.
I just ripped that shit out. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, it's about a flesh wound.
Mm-hmm.
When,
and maybe that was like a good, the fact that your walls weren't down, like maybe that was a good indicator, like it wasn't really meant to be.
Yeah.
At all.
Because I was like, always a rather
cautious.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cautionary. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because I never throw myself fully in. I'm always hesitant. I've always been, with love, I'm very hesitant.
Yeah.
I'll hang out. I'll get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
You keep your distance as well. Yeah.
And you're very open and beautiful with your love. Like, you are so, here's me, here's everything.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times you have to pull it back, you're always so... This is me. This is my love. Can you hold it?
Exactly.
And you give it to people, and they can't hold it.
And
you pick it right back up, and you put it together, and you go, somebody will hold this love, and I will find them. And that is so admirable. I love that about you. You are so loving. Oh.
Camera died.
That's fine. The camera died. We're back to black. Anyway, but you are so... loving, and you are so willing to love, and I think that is so admirable, because you love fearlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely, like, for you, you have love open in your hands. It's like, I imagine a ball in your hands, you put it in their hands, can you hold it?
Yeah.
And they either give it back to you or they drop it, and they don't treat your love the way they should, but you always pick it back up. And it's a little, it's usually, because it's a ball, it's like a bouncy ball.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's always intact. And you are just like, somebody will hold us. And for me, I keep my love. If my love is a ball, you keep it, your hands open out. Mm-hmm. I keep mine in.
Yeah.
And I hold it close to myself. I go, this is my love. I will not give it to you unless you have proven yourself to me.
Yeah, maybe you show it. Mm-hmm. You move your hands, you show it, but you don't.
I reveal it in my hands. It's still up to my chest.
You don't actually go to hand it to somebody.
Because I've never met somebody that I feel can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm frightened.
Yeah.
No, truly, love frightens me because it's so powerful.
It is.
And it's like, and it's friendship really love, I go, here, fucking catch. I'll throw it at you. But mm-hmm. like romantic love, which I was talking about romantic love. Like,
yes, yeah.
And you and with love, actually, in general. But for mm-hmm. me, with romantic love is I hold it close to my heart. I keep it with me. And I'll be like, this is my love. I'll peek it out a little bit. Like, this is my love. This is what my love looks like from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And then people go, well, I don't like your love. I don't want your love. I can't handle your love. And so I cover it back up. Because for me, your love is a bouncy ball. For me, my love is like a marble ball made of glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that if I give it to the wrong person, they will drop it and it will shatter. And I think that's how I feel about romantic love, which is why I'm so closely guarded.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I'll let people hold it for a second, but I'll take it right back.
Mm-hmm.
But you can feel it, but give it back.
Yeah.
And I've never met someone that I can just hold it out and go, this is my love. Can you hold it? I never make it that far because it frightens me.
Yeah.
So, but I desperately want someone. I want to not hold this thing forever.
Exactly.
But that is how I think we love differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say that's an accurate description.
Yeah.
Because I am so open because I want to give somebody my love. Like, I have so much love to give.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody loves me in the same way that I love them. And, like, everybody has their own, like, different styles of showing affection. I'm not saying, like, you have to show affection in the same way mm-hmm. as me. You have to have the same love language. But, like, if you're just willing to give me that consideration that I'm giving you, here, take my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can hold it for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you can't, you drop it. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bend down and grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, put the pieces back together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, but it happens.
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Yeah. So maybe I should treat my love more like a rubber ball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I think mine's like a glass ball.
Yeah.
But maybe I should view love how you view love,
mm-hmm.
where it is existing everywhere, constantly.
Yeah.
Everything, like there's a quote, it's like, everything is about love. If it's not about love, it's about the lack of, like, it's about the mm-hmm. what, like, grief, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's like, I think, to me, I think love is, it's everywhere, but
you're very cautious. Very.
But maybe I should start being like, I will love everything passionately, no matter what happens.
I think, I mean, I can't tell you how to live, and I can't tell you.
Okay. I'll consider it. It's you. I'll consider any option you give me.
Okay.
Whether I do it or not is up to me. But I'll hear you out.
I can't tell you exactly how to love, and not saying that the way that I love is the most correct way, but I feel like my outlook on love, like romantic love, is beautiful. Like, every single person I see is an opportunity. This person could be the one, or if they're not, they're one no closer to a yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one day I'll find that yes.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely you will.
I want somebody to not say that. How am I supposed to say this? I want somebody to be sure of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want somebody to look at me and be like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like how he looked at you and said, I don't know if I'm making, if I'm making the right decision.
Yeah.
And that has been told to me. I don't know if I'm making the right decision. But if it's not a 100% yes, it's a no.
Yeah. I want you to ride or die for me, because I would ride or die for you.
100%. I want to be 100% sure of somebody, and I want them to be 100% sure of me, because even if I'm 100% sure of a person, if he's not sure of me, then it's not fair.
No.
And it's sad, but it's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think that wraps it up.
I think it does too. This is a lovely talk.
I think that's a really good note at 1 in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning.
almost an entire hour of this podcast.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in, as usual. We still don't have a name.
At this present moment, we still do not have a podcast name. But it'll be up, I promise.
It will be up and around. It just won't have a name as of current right now. But future us have it on lock.
100%. I trust in us. We're so girl boss.
Yeah, because we've sat with this for like weeks.
Yes.
And we have a whole list.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think it'll be beautiful. Thank you, everybody, for listening in, for watching. If you are watching, so sorry about this last 10 minutes of footage. That
bad.
My camera died because we were girl bossing too close to the sun today.
As usual.
But I hope everybody enjoyed listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day, evening, whenever you're listening
whenever
to this.
Whenever you're watching this. Have a great whenever you're watching this.
Thank you for giving us your time.
Yeah, and for listening on to our opinions of ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully you resonated with something or you learned something or you're thinking in a new perspective.
Yeah. And on that note, I don't think we've said this yet. Please remember to leave a like, comment, and subscribe and ring that notification bell. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good whatever you're watching this. Bye-bye.